Welcome back to the Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio 920. We're going to talk to one of the fine young players on your Las Vegas Raiders, and that is A.J. Cole. He is the punter, number 6. And A.J., you know what? They talk about offense. They talk about defense. Special teams, a huge part of the game. You guys don't always get the love you deserve, but how you doing? How's Las Vegas treating you thus far?
Yeah, Las Vegas has been awesome so far. Number one takeaway is it's hot here, but, you know, it's been great so far. Really enjoying it. The facilities are incredible. Really enjoying the atmosphere in the city. It's been super welcoming, and we're really just happy to get here and get started.
Yeah, the last time I saw you, we were out at the stadium, and Mark Davis and the organization had officially switched over to the Las Vegas Raiders name. And at that time, I know you had not been here before, right? So you were kind of just taking it all in and trying to see what you could at the time?
Yeah, I was fresh off the plane. That was my first time in Las Vegas. I was trying to get a little lay of the land, and I was, you know, looking at the bright lights of the Strip and all that. So, I've kind of been here for about 2 months now, getting my feet wet a little bit and figuring out where everything is, you know.
So you decide to come to Las Vegas, obviously, with the Raiders, and of course we have this worldwide pandemic and everybody's stuck at home. You guys can't work out like you usually do. How's that been for you? You know, whenever we talk to a player, we always like to get their sense of kind of how they've kind of kept it together, how they've worked out, and what did you do with a lot of your time?
Yeah, it was definitely weird not having the OTA process, and it's probably the longest I've gone without being day-to-day part of a team since maybe in my entire life. So it was definitely weird just being away. I was training in Alabama in the off season with a couple other specialists that are playing in the NFL and the CFL. So just trying to take the opportunity, because anytime that something happens, I think that, you know, there's an opportunity to get better. So just using the a little bit extra time to kind of retool my game a little bit and try and work on some of my deficiencies. And at the same time, you know, we were having Zoom meetings and everything. So just trying to stay as connected with my teammates as possible, so that when we show up, it's not just introductions. We can actually, you know, kind of get to know each other and build those relationships.
Again, we're talking to Las Vegas Raiders punter A.J. Cole. And A.J., you know, last year, good year for you, man. 67 punts. You had a 45-yard average, 33 of those inside the 20. If you could boil down really your biggest lesson from last year when it comes to your punting game, your kicking game, what would that be? And how did you arrive kind of at where you are now, feeling more confident going into your second year?
Yeah, rookie year was definitely a little bit of a baptism by fire, because every week it was trying to figure out, you know, who we're playing, what they're doing, what are their strengths and weaknesses, and at the same time trying to figure out your own strengths and weaknesses. I learned so much about kind of how to prepare for game day, how to act on game day, my, you know, mentality, mindset, just getting my body ready to go. It was extremely educational, for sure. There was definitely some high points, definitely some low points, and I think that coming into year two, I've just learned so much, you know, just about how I have to get myself ready to play on Sunday. And so I'm excited to kind of take that information and put it to the test and go out there and you know, just let the fruits of my labor kind of speak for themselves.
That sounds great. Now, you come into the Raiders last year, of course, the transition year. Last year in Oakland, you got a little taste of that, being up in Alameda, which you were supposed to be here there this year as well, but unfortunately, because of all this, it didn't happen. But when you look at the move to Las Vegas and the excitement around this team, now, of course, we heard, unfortunately, fans not going to be part of that at the stadium. But for you as a kicker going in, and I mentioned this to you when I saw you the first time, you now get to kick indoors. You don't have to worry about wind, at least for their home games. You don't have to worry about wind. You don't have to worry about all that kind of stuff. How is your preparation going to be any different when you're playing at home inside Allegiant Stadium?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's just something that we're going to be able to take advantage of. I think that having the perfect environment and knowing that we're going to play in that 8 times a year, I think that that's definitely something that we're going to try and use to our advantage, hit some different punts that you might have more confidence in the dome. But yeah, you know, it's I don't think it really changes too much about your preparation because we still have an outdoor practice facility that we're at most of the time. So I'm still, you know, working in wind and everything like that. But it just gives you, you know, just a little extra confidence. It's one less variable, one less thing you have to think about. And you can use your focus on just, you know, putting the best punt out there possible.
Now, you you went to school at North Carolina State, of course, had a great career there, third in the program record book with 42.2-yard punting average. When you look back at kind of mentors, other kickers and punters that you have talked to and have really gotten to know, who's really been an influence on you when it comes to continuing to kind of refine your game and get better?
Yeah, there's been so many people along the way that have really helped me. Starting off, you know, with the two people that basically taught me how to punt, which was Mike McCabe and Dawson Zimmerman, two of my coaches from back in the day. And then in college, you know, our special teams quality control coach, Doug Shear, was incredible for me. And then, you know, just so many coaches I had at NC State really helped develop me along the way. But one of the biggest things for me is, as I spoke about earlier, there's a lot of specialists that actually go train in Birmingham, Alabama. We all kind of live in the same area. We work out together. We kick together. Ty Long, who's the punter for the Chargers, is actually the one who kind of founded that and started that movement. I think that's been such an awesome experience because when you're around the other guys that are doing your job at the same level as you, there's so many things you can pick up, and there's so many lessons to be learned, and the conversations we have just about you know, what's going through our head as we're running onto the field on fourth down. How are we attacking the week in practice? Like you talked about earlier, like how are you working with the wind? How do you punt a dome? Different things like that. So those conversations and then just the technique aspect, learning from other professional specialists has been really awesome. And that's something that's, I think, benefited me greatly.
Raiders punter A.J. Cole joins us here on Raider Nation Radio. And A.J., if you had to talk to fans, I think when it comes to the kicking game, you know, a lot of TV guys, when the commentators are speaking and they're talking to fans, bringing the game along, they don't necessarily talk about techniques and all that with kicking, especially with punting. If you had to tell fans, you know, hey, here's the one thing that you don't know about being a punter in the NFL, what would that be?
Oh, that's a great question. One thing that you don't know, I would just say that there's a lot more that goes into it than just, you know, catching and kicking. I think that a lot of times it gets simplified, but it's really, you know, it's kind of like playing golf in the middle of a battlefield is the best way I can describe it. Cause there's so much, fine tuning of your mechanics that you got to do. And at the same time, you know, there's, 10, you know, massive human beings running at you, and you got to get the ball off in, you know, 2 seconds from snap to kick or less. And so it's an interesting movement. But yeah, that's the thing I would say is that it's not as simple as it looks, and there's a whole lot of different mechanics and different styles of punts that a lot of times the average, you know, fan might not necessarily catch. So just keep your eyes peeled. You might see something interesting.
Now, is there a guy on an opposing team that was really trying to get in your head this past year and yelling across at you when you were there?
You know, not so much. You know, it was kind of interesting because I played so many of my teammates from college. So there was some chirping going back and forth at halftime. against, you know, because I played against guys like Bradley Chubb, who's with the Broncos now. Garrett Bradbury, who's the Vikings center, you know, different guys that play like that. You know, if I had a good punt and backed them up, you know, they're getting in my ear like, hey, you know, we're coming for you. Don't do that again. You know, so, it's all good fun. But I would say that not outside of anybody that I already had a relationship with.
Now, AJ, the Raiders have a great and rich history overall, but they also do it at the punting position. The best, I think, ever, Ray Guy. We didn't have alumni weekend, obviously, because of camp this year, but did you get a chance to spend some time with Ray Guy, and what kind of advice did he give you?
No, I've actually never met Ray Guy. But yeah, like you said, the Raiders definitely have the greatest, you know, punting, probably the greatest punting lineage in history between, you know, Ray Guy, Shane Leckler, even Marquette King lately. You know, there's just so many greats that have done it. But I haven't got a chance to meet Ray Guy, but he's obviously someone that, you know, that's That's the punter that you grow up hearing about, and he completely changed the position.
Now, you also, you know, you're a bright guy. You graduated, you had a degree in industrial engineering, and the way I remember or understand industrial engineering is you look for ways to kind of, in the production process, cut down waste. Do you go up to Coach Gruden and Coach Gunther and different coaches, Bisacci, and say, hey, listen, I can help you streamline the production or the practice here by doing this and doing that?
You know, not quite at that comfortability level yet. I think that might be something for down the road. Right now, I just try and focus on punting and holding, stay in my lane a little bit. But, you know, it's funny you said it, though. I do think there's definitely some crossovers that I try and take. And, you know, industrial engineering is all about, you know, maximizing your efficiency. And there's a term called Kaizen, which is continuous and daily improvement. And I just try and take that and apply that to my work and my punting. So,
well, AJ, you're off to a great start of your career, and I know all of Raider Nation is glad you're here, and we look forward to watching you boom some in Allegiant Stadium, trying to maybe hit some of those trusses up there. We'll see how well you do with that, just for fun, right? But we appreciate you taking time to be with us here on the Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.